From VOA, Learning English, this is the Technology Report. Three-dimensional printers are fast becoming everyday devices in the United States. 3D printers are used to make everything from automobile parts to bone replacements for human patients. American research scientists are now working on creating replacements for living tissue. Researchers at the Medical University of South Carolina have been working on creating and manufacturing living tissue since 2003. This process is called biofabrication. It requires special printing equipment and a special kind of ink. Traditional printers require ink to produce an image or design on a piece of paper. For their 3D printer, the South Carolina researchers prepare complex nutritious solutions they call bioinks. Bioinks are made of proteins and glucose, which normally provides energy for most cells of the body. The researchers also add living cells taken from the animal that will receive the new printed tissue. The bioinks are then added to a device that researchers call the Palmetto Bioprinter. Sarah Grace Dennis is one of the researchers at the Medical University of South Carolina. She says new technology, like the Palmetto Bioprinter, is a great help to the biofabrication process.
When I got here a year ago, we were printing acellular bioinks just to see if patterns could be printed. And now we are printing skeletal muscle replica implants that we've been implanting into rats.
The bioinks are placed in three dispensers, containers, inside the printer. Lasers control both the position of the printing surface and the places where the bioink is released. Michael Yost is a leader of the research team. He says the printing process is fully automated, machine-operated. He says that the Palmetto Bioprinter makes it possible to create complex tissue types.
And with our 3D bioprinter, we've been able to create new microvascular networks that we can then grow new tissues in very key areas such as pancreas, liver, and kidney.
The researchers say bioprinting is still experimental, but they hope in a few years they may be able to print tissue to replace damaged human organs. But there are still concerns with biofabrication. Some scientists worry about how to get blood to the replacement tissue. The flow of blood is important to keeping the printed tissue alive. Michael Yost hopes that more people will believe in the benefits of biofabrication.
Tissue biofabrication is a reality, and it's a reality now. And if you come here and you get to see it and look at it, you'll get to see it. Can't touch it, but you can really see, hey, wait a minute, this is real and this is really human.
And that's the Technology Report from VOA Learning English. I'm Jonathan Evans.